USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump sent out a tweet accusing his former attorney, Michael Cohen, of committing perjury in front of a House committee this week because of some previous remarks that Cohen had made in book manuscripts. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio sits on the House Oversight Committee. He's asking the Justice Department to look into other instances of perjury.
We think there are at least six occasions where, in yesterday's testimony, where Mr. Cohen said things that were not accurate. The biggest one, of course, is the fact that he denied that he ever wanted to work at the White House. He's on tape saying if offered a job at the White House, he'd take it 100%.
A state of emergency is in effect for parts of Northern California that were hit by deadly flooding. A man drowned in Ferndale, California, after being swept away by fast-moving floodwaters. Heavy rain in Sonoma County has sent the Russian River to its highest stage in 25 years and turned two towns into virtual islands. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Go to Pennzoil.com/oil change offer to save. Terms apply.
Let's have a chat about your debit card. The card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
A cavalcade of conservative voices are speaking at a huge annual event just outside of Washington, D.C. With more from Washington, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Among the Friday morning speakers at the Conservative Political Action Conference being held at National Harbor, Maryland, Vice President Mike Pence.
The moment America becomes a socialist country is the moment that America ceases to be America. And as the president said 24 days ago, so we must say with one voice, America will never be a socialist country.
President Trump will be delivering a Saturday address to CPAC. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Federal Trade Commission is slapping video sharing app TikTok with a record $5.7 billion fine for violating child privacy. And you can always find us on Facebook at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
An attorney for Jared Kushner says he obtained security clearance through the normal process with no pressure from anyone. The spokesman says the new reports do not change what was affirmed at the time. According to the New York Times, President Trump directly ordered his son-in-law be given top security clearance over the objections of intelligence officials. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says even if President Trump did order the security clearance, it's not a crime, but...
This is part of the problem, I think, with having family in official positions, because it's hard to be objective. Hard to be objective with the people you're having Thanksgiving dinner with.
Songwriters and music publishers are suing bars around the country, saying they infringed on their musical copyrights. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
The American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers represents more than 690,000 songwriters, composers, and music publishers, and it licenses establishments to play the 11.5 million songs in its repertoire. ASCAP is now suing over a dozen establishments in Chicago, New Orleans, Baltimore, San Francisco, and several other cities and states. A spokesman says they spent up to 5 years reaching out trying to get the businesses to comply, and now they're suing the businesses that refused to obtain licenses. The owner of one of those businesses in Baltimore says they license music through a Pandora business account, but such accounts don't cover live and DJ performances.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.